offer me little, but doting on a crime. We've turned every stone, and for all our invention in matters of love lost, we've no recourse at all. Blind to the last curse of the fair, pistols and countless eyes, trail of white blood betrays the reckless route your craft is running. Feet to the sun turns into wood, dowsing an ancient door.
Hi, my name is Marion Farrow, and you're listening to Rock Under the Radar on WMFO 91.5 FM and at WMFO.org online. I'll be with you here for the next hour with my show Rock Under the Radar, playing music that's maybe not quite as familiar to people. Some of it is, but some is not. And got so much stuff, so much new stuff these days. I got a song being played for the first time today, and I've got all kinds of good stuff. So I'll start out, going to do some local bands who are going to be playing in town this week. I'm going to start with Muck and the Myers with King of the Beat.
Thank you. You put me 6 feet underground. Don't wanna play the fool. Don't wanna lose my cool. Don't wanna light a fire. Don't want the temperature. I know my place.
right, you just heard a set of bands who are going to be playing around town this week, most of them local. First was Muck and the Myers with King of the Beat from A Cellar Full of Muck from 2000. I don't know what year that was particular thing was from, but anyway, the band Muck and the Myers will be playing Friday night at the Middle East upstairs in Cambridge. Then you heard Rum and Gone by Stupidity from their 2017 compilation album 10 Years of Stupidity. Stupidity formed in Stockholm, Sweden in 2005 and took their name from a Solomon Burke song. The four-person garage rock band put out their first album in 2007 and in 2008 did a quick tour in the U.S. where little Steven Van Zandt heard them, loved them, and started playing them on his underground garage radio show. They've released, I think, at least four full-length albums in the last 10 years, and then a fifth this year. And Stupidity will be playing on that same bill with Muck and the Myers at the Middle East upstairs on Friday night. Then came local band Fire King with She Got Soul from Double Trouble, a double album this second. Fire King's a three-piece with two of the members, ex-figures of Figures on a Beach. And you heard, yeah, She Got Soul, and... Fire King's going to be playing in the matinee show at 4 p.m. on Saturday at the Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain. Then the Billy Connors Project with I Know My Place from their 2017 self-titled album. And they will also be playing on that same bill with Fire King at the Midway Cafe on Saturday. And the set ended with Carissa Johnson with Fuel Heart from her 2016 album Only Roses, the band's second album. Johnson, singer-songwriter and bass player, fronts this band, and they won the Boston Rock and Roll Rumble this year, 2017. She's going to be playing at the 9 p.m. show at the Midway on Saturday night. So there's a whole bunch of bands you can be seeing in just a couple of nights this week, if you are so inclined. Good bands. Excuse me. Now I have a few brand-new tunes, the first two from local acts. And this one here I have, I am the first person to play this one on the radio. This is a tune from Special Guests. I just got it from Al Pachulis. Thank you very much, Al. He said it's a song they've had in the can for a long time, forgot about it, and now decided to put it out. So, for the first time here from Special Guests is Still Love You.
Consider the pain, 'cause the way
Numbers to think about. Prescription drug versus medical marijuana deaths. Number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs, 54. Number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history, 0. This is a message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. My name is Marion Farrow, and you're listening to Rock Under the Radar here on WMFO. You just heard some good new stuff. First was special guests with Still Love You, which had been in the can for a long time, was forgotten about and remembered and now put out. Good song, good guitar there. Thank you to Al Petulis for sending me that. And we're the first ones to play it. After that, you heard a local and beyond blues guitarist, Peter Pacek, with World Keep On Turning from his brand new album, Everybody Wants to Go to Heaven. Then brand new and foreign, that was Leo Gunn with Human, the title single from their new EP coming out soon. Leo Gunn is a three-piece hard rock and band from London who I've been playing on my show for years. This is their first new music in quite some time. And though the song is softer than usual, it's pretty good stuff. Just hope they come back rocking hard too. And anyway, I'm going to do serious guitar time a little early, as I tend to do here on the show on WMFO. Now that it's just an hour long, I sometimes have to, you know, dispense with playing the last song or two because of time, so I don't want it to be this great guitar. So we will start with serious guitar time right now, and I have something brand new from Gary Clark Jr. It's a just-released single, a cover of The Beatles' Come Together, which is going to be on the soundtrack for the movie Justice League, coming out later in the fall. This is so amazing. This sounds so good. Gary Clark Jr. doing Come Together.
Yeah.
That was Serious Guitar Time. You just heard something from the new Jeff Beck album, Live at the Hollywood Bowl, concert celebrating the 50th anniversary of his career. Was on August 10th, 2016, and included lots of guests on different songs. And you just heard Train Kept a Rollin' featuring Steven Tyler. I thought that was pretty cool since Aerosmith once covered this song and had a hit with it, I think. Certainly was played plenty. Great song, great version. Before that, you heard, before Jeff Beck, you heard Black Country Communion with the Crow from their new album, BCC4, which was released in September. It's great stuff. I'm so glad they're back from their hiatus, because this album's just as great as their last albums. And the set started with Gary Clark Jr. doing a cover of the Beatles' Come Together from a soundtrack of the movie Justice League. Wow, that was, man, he really tore that up. I love that. Now, I apologize. I had thought I was going to do a Halloween show since tomorrow's Halloween. And there's just been so much great new stuff and so many local bands playing around town this week that couldn't fit in Halloween. Still got some more stuff coming in before that either. So, yeah, some time left. Right now I have a band from back in the day in Boston, Human Sexual Response, with Jackie Onassis, which I got from 1983's Mass Ave, the Boston Scene, 1975 to 83. This band had wild shows. They were around from 77 to 82, occasional reunions. And they'll be playing at the House of Blues on Friday night. When they did a show there in 2012, they packed the club with eager fans psyched to see them again. And as I said, they're playing again at the House of Blues in Boston this Friday night. So here is Human Sexual Response with Jackie Onassis.
Oh yeah, I want bodyguards all over. that the Führer is still alive.
Paralyzed, I can't make a move.